This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new Chief Minister of Delhi at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta.
मैं रेखा गुप्ता ईश्वर की शपथ लेती हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगी।
मैं
भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूंगी। मैं मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में अपने कर्तव्यों का श्रद्धापूर्वक और शुद्ध अंतःकरण से निर्वहन करूंगी।
Six cabinet ministers Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ravinder Indraj Singh, Kapil Mishra and Pankaj Kumar Singh also took oath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and several union ministers were present during the oath-taking ceremony. Chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of several states also attended the event. After taking oath, Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. Let's now go live to our correspondent Anupam for the latest update from Ram Leela Maidan. Anupam, how was the atmosphere there at the time of swearing in ceremony and what were the main highlights of the event?
Yes, Anuja, the main highlight of this swearing-in ceremony was again taking over of a women chief minister, Rekha Gupta. While the national capital has seen three women chief ministers before, Rekha Gupta's election as CM reflects the women-led development vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. From BJP last time in 1998, Sushma Swaraj was made the chief minister. So the government has been established here. There is a woman is leading and several communities are being represented in the Council of Ministers. We saw enthusiasm among the BJP workers in the swearing-in ceremony as the party has returned to power after a long 27 years. Anuja.
Thank you, Anupam, for all the details. Moving on, BJP leader and MLA from Rohini Vijinder Gupta will be sworn in as the Speaker of Delhi Assembly. He won from the Rohini Assembly constituency with a margin of more than 37,000 votes against Aam Aadmi Party's Pradeep Mittal. Talking to reporters, Mr. Gupta thanked the party for giving him the responsibility of the Delhi Assembly Speaker. Mr. Gupta said he will fulfill his responsibility and expressed hope that there will be healthy discussions in the House.
मैं पार्टी का बहुत आभारी हूं उन्होंने मुझे दिल्ली विधानसभा के स्पीकर के पद की जिम्मेदारी दी है मैं उसको बखूबी निभाऊंगा लोकतंत्र का मंदिर है विधानसभा उसकी पवित्रता हम सबके लिए आवश्यक है उसको पवित्र मन से उसको हम चलाएं ऐसी मैं ईश्वर से कामना करता हूं
The centre today launched an intensified special non-communicable diseases screening campaign to ensure 100% coverage of all individuals aged 30 years and above. The Union Health Ministry said the initiative aims to achieve screening of all individuals for prevalent non-communicable diseases, including diabetes, hypertension and three common cancers, oral, breast and cervical. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today launched the Electronic Personnel License EPL for pilots in New Delhi. The Electronic Personnel License will simplify the licensing and renewal process for pilots, offering greater convenience. Briefing the media after the launch, the minister said, India has become the second country in the world to launch EPL for the pilots. Mr. Naidu said the EPL will ensure real-time access to licensing credentials for the pilots. Mr. Naidu emphasized that India has become one of the fastest growing aviation markets in the world. In men's cricket, India will begin the highly anticipated campaign in the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 with an electrifying clash against Bangladesh in a Group A ODI match in Dubai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Rohit Sharma-led Indian team remain the favourites with strong performances expected from Shubman Gill and KL Rahul. The men in blue are high on confidence, having just thrashed England 3-0 at home in the ODI series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.